Okay, it is April 3rd, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up, the presentation of the minutes. We have on the agenda the executive session of February 6th. I think we've resolved the issue, but they're still tabled for tonight. They'll be on next. Next are the minutes of the two budget meetings, March 14th and March 21st. We can take those together if anyone has any comments or a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the budget work session for March 22nd and March 14th, 2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the minutes of the regular meeting and executive session of March 20th, 2019. Any comments, discussion, or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of March 20th, 2019, our regular meeting.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we would open to public comment, limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. If anyone would like to make any comment, seeing no one.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So, first item of business is then our 2019 budget introduction. First, we have Resolution 37-2019 for delay in the budget. The local budget is required to be introduced no later than March 29th. We are hereby petitioning the Director of the Division of Local Government Services to allow a delayed introduction of the 2019 Lebanon Township Municipal Budget. Any discussion or is there a motion for Resolution 37-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 37-2019, which is a delay in our budget.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And next we have a procedural item related to the budget, Resolution 38-2019, Special Items of General Revenue. Again, petitioning to the Director of the Division of Local Government Services that the 2019 local municipal budget will include a special item of revenue under the heading Special Items of General Revenue Anticipated with prior written consent of the Director of Local Government Services, public and private revenues offset with appropriations, specifically Clean Communities Grant Program for 2019 in the amount of $24,000, a New Jersey DOT grant for Anthony Road improvements, which came in last week, we'll discuss that a little bit later, $210,000, and Drunk Driving Enforcement Grant, prior year unappropriated amount, $2,646, for total special items in the budget of $236,646. Any discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 38-2019, Special Items of General Revenue.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And so finally, we're at Resolution 39-2019, introducing the 2019 municipal budget. The full user-friendly form is expected to be available to the public by early next week. This is the introduction, May 1st. Would be the hearing for adoption of the budget. A few of the highlights for you, starting with the bottom line highlight, the impact on the tax rate for this year. The tax rate we're proposing in the township's budget is 0.3538 per $100 of assessed value. That is compared to the 2018 rate of 0.3473. That is a 1.87% increase above the prior year. That is the lowest rate of increase that the township has had in at least a decade. The results I have only go back a decade. So I'd like to say that the township, the committee, has gotten ourselves on, I think, rather firm footing. No special items in this budget to make that work. We've taken on no new debt for this year. The debt service for 2019, we expect to be at the peak of its cycle. It is $885,246. That's about 13% of our total appropriations for the year. The state funding of offsetting property taxes, called the energy receipts tax, which we've discussed before, remains flat for this year, continues to account for about 40% of our 2019 revenues. We use surplus this year of $650,000. That's up from the prior year, but there's no deferred school tax used in that. That's all what I would call real cash surplus. That's for things like better collection of taxes than budgeted for and the like. So those are the highlights. We would be prepared to discuss any questions at the May 1st hearing. Any further discussion by the committee or a motion to introduce the 2019 budget as outlined in the resolution?
I'll make a motion to introduce the resolution 39-2019 for the 2019 municipal budget introduction.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Old business. We have before us a letter to Green Acres responding to their correspondence from July 17, 2019, the results of the inspection, the actions that have been taken to address those actions. I don't know, Mark, if you want to highlight any of those. The Environmental Open Space Commission took the responsibility to address the action items, and Mark went along with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I mean, the letter, I think, explains itself as to what it is. I mean, there's nothing special. It's just, unless there's something you want to highlight.
No, I didn't. It's just formalizing a reply to the state.
Yep.
Any discussion?
Do they need our, or is this just motion to approve this going out? Or
yeah.
Okay, so then I'll make the motion to approve the letter for the Green Acres inspection results.
God bless you.
Thank you. Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, just an update for everyone that's not, no information in your packets, but the bid for the Department of Public Works floor went out last Friday. So I think it was published, in fact, today. So we'll look for those bids in the next couple of weeks and see what comes in. No action required there. Next item is the assistant curator position, along with the curator of the museum and Karen, our clerk. We met with some candidates, and we would like to propose that Robbie Lynn Mwangi be hired as the assistant curator of the library, of the museum. Any discussion, or would there be a motion to approve hiring Robbie Lynn?
So you were going to put the resume in our boxes just so that we have it as a follow-up?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys
I can email you in the morning.
Yeah, and you're good with it?
And how much time is she going to potentially work and such?
Under no circumstances more than 18 hours a week, but for the time being, as schedules switch back and forth, it'll be 2 days, 2 days, one week, 2 days, 1 week, 3 days, average 9 hours till they get the schedules settled.
Gotcha.
It's a hourly position with the township.
So,
would that be with probation?
There would be a typical six-month probationary period.
Because we did that with the library, so that's...
Yep.
I'll make the motion to approve the hiring of Robbie Lynn...
Mwangi.
For the Township Museum Assistant Curator, following the typical probationary period and requirements that we have for the curator, assistant curator.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next, requesting approval to advertise for a temporary office assistant. The committee's been discussing reconfiguring the office hours of our zoning officer, which would also impact the evening of our tax assessor. Part of that discussion was to hire an office assistant to fill in clerical work, which would ultimately reduce hours of the zoning officer. So we would like to advertise for a temporary office assistant.
What are we looking to publish as rate?
We wouldn't publish a rate, probably. Okay. It'll be somewhat dependent, but the per diems that we hired last week, this would be a temporary position.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be
so based on the previous per diems? Okay.
Yep. 8 to 10 hours a week is what we're expecting.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the advertising of the office assistant.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And on to new business. Request came in from the Hunterdon and Land Trust. Last year we made a $500 donation to the Hunterdon and Land Trust. We reach out to them for different purposes related to open space, both preservation and management of existing open space. Would anyone like to make a proposal to donate $500 this year to the Hunterdon and Land Trust?
I'll make a motion to donate $500 to the Hunterdon Land Trust.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, I will turn it over to Mark for a discussion of no parking, no stopping signs on Route 513.
This came in, I guess a resident in that area had put in a complaint about vehicles stopping on the roadway. I talked to Jack actually today. On the northbound side, there's very little shoulder there, and they're going off into the dirt and everything of that nature, and then create an obstruction also because it's not wide enough. And also on the southbound side, they're parking in front of the Sunoco, all probably going to the Sunoco, which makes more of an obstruction because when you're coming down Funvale, looking down, trying to turn onto there, you've got to creep out, get past the vehicle. So it makes sense. I don't see a reason why we should obstruct this being done. There really shouldn't be anybody parking on 513 in that area. It's actually kind of funny. I was talking with Mike about something else, and I brought up on Google Maps, because I'm like, I live right near there, and I'm like, I've never seen vehicles parked there. I brought up Google Maps, and I was looking at something else around the library,
and
there was a picture of a car parked on the side in Google Maps.
That's funny.
I'm like, okay, I guess it happens.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing when I read it. I said, geez, I don't know. But then I've seen other things around here lately that I can't believe are happening with roads and things and people just pulling over to get on their cell phone and not even thinking about where they are.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny because it was like I had read that and I got on Google Maps looking at it like that. Spun it around 180 degrees looking the other way. I'm like, okay.
Look at that.
So I'm not sure if they're just looking for our approval in this or just acknowledgement of it.
That's what I was just going to ask as well. Do we need to take official action to allow no stopping and standing signs, or is this just to inform us?
There are county roads that intersect there with the county easement. They're within your rights.
Yeah, I believe they could do it whether we want them to or not. I would think if we had some opposition, there may be a conversation, but...
Well, should we take a motion to endorse it? Or
yeah, that would probably be appropriate. That way it doesn't get held up. It doesn't get slowed down on their end.
Yes, yeah, okay. It's for our review and response. So I guess that's what they want us to do. So
I'll make a motion to approve the installation of the no stopping and standing signs in the section of Route 513 around the intersection of County Road 628 and Route 513.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. next, we have certification to comply with recycling requirements. I spoke with Joanne Fasinelli and with Karen the clerk. Apparently, the state has changed the paperwork on this. In our reorg meeting, you may recall that we passed a resolution certifying that we comply with the requirements of the tonnage grant that we received. And now they've changed it so that we now sign a certification that we comply with the statute cited, the standards for municipalities related to a tonnage grant. So the motion would be to authorize the mayor to sign the certification to comply.
Did you read that statute?
I discussed it with the expert. And actually, Joanne pointed out that there is a certification for recycling coordinators.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And she's actually certified as a recycling coordinator, so we have reason to rely on her knowledge.
Yeah, I kind of looked for it today just to make sure it was not a mistake in the numbers.
176 pages.
It is. Yeah. I know. I couldn't buy it. I said, don't forget it. You know.
Well, you didn't read it?
I skimmed.
What's on page 52? I'll make a motion to allow the mayor to sign the certification to comply with the New Jersey State's recycling tonnage report. If that's what that is.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. Does anyone have any other new business? I should have asked, old or new business.
Wait, there's... Oh, okay, that goes into... Yeah, no, there's nothing else. Yeah. I don't have anything.
If there's no other new business, then we're on to presentation of vouchers.
I have one. It's for Griffith Allied Trucking for gasoline for the police for $1,088.20.
I have one for Gannett, New Jersey newspapers, which is interesting because this says, is this a typo now that I'm just reading? This says it's for the ad for the museum curators in the amount of $1,007.57.
As soon as you said newspapers, I said
that. It could be.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That seems a little extreme.
Yeah, it does. Well, employment ads are very expensive.
Oh, are they?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
How long did it run for?
I'd have to check on that.
It's all printed in good order.
Yeah. Mm.
Can we approve it? I see some of warrants and how they double bill and stuff.
Some of the papers is a couple $1,000. Right, Jack?
Yeah, of course, several thousand will be advertised
for
police officers.
Yeah, so that could be for an employment ad, yeah.
Okay.
It's the only way they stay in business.
So that's the one invoice that I have.
Okay. I have one for Finch Fuel Oil Company for $2,743.72. I have one for Foster and Company for hose and fittings and things, $1,409.55. I have one for Morton Salt Company, and that's $8,369.60. I have one for Northeast Communications for $1,452. I have another one from Morton Salt for $11,624.57. And I think that's it for my over $1,000 ones. Okay.
I don't have any that qualify.
I'll make a motion to approve the...
Moment. Oh. We'd like to add an addendum. Turns out our postage machine, due to some of the events that have gone on lately, has run a little bit low, and so before the next meeting... We'd like to authorize a $2,000 payment to mail systems that we would formalize on next meeting's voucher list. So current account total voucher list of $44,429.97 plus $2,000 to be paid would be the motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list with the additional $2,000 for postage.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Good, so we got that. Correspondence. First item of correspondence, we were informed, I guess, last week that we received an award from the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Anthony Road Improvements Project that we put in for in the amount of $210,000. That's included in our budget as both an item of revenue and then a capital amount. Any discussion? Next item are the minutes of the Environmental Open Space Commission from their meeting on February 4th. Anyone have any comments or discussion? Next is a email received by Mark Law relating to the replacement of Bridge L6.
Yeah, this has obviously been going on for 3 years, I think, the bridge at Hickory Run and 513. And I emailed them again this year because they had said they'd give us special signage for the roads and stuff like, you know, that we would put up, and also a temporary ordinance put weight limits on, like, River Road. So I just kind of checking in, should we do this or waste our time or not? And so I guess it looks like now it's being postponed another year till 2020. So
I sent it over
if
today.
If they get the money.
To the school. I sent it to Abby and, okay. Jason, and Jason so that they have it. And all I got was a sign.
So, yep.
Thank you for following up on that. I think you were mayor at the time. That's what you're
yeah.
Exactly.
On that, and I was running, I think, at the time. I wasn't even on the committee. I was at that meeting in August they had here on it.
Yeah.
So next is correspondence related to the loss control service visit with statewide insurance. One thing I found interesting, apparently when they, I don't think it's referred to in the letter, but one of the new claim items that they told us about was in Hunterdon County, there was a six-figure settlement, so more than $100,000, for a malware ransom of a municipality in our township. Someone got infected with malware, and they had to... I believe deliver Bitcoin to settle that out. Otherwise, overall, unless Karen or Tom, if you have anything else to say, but I believe the assessment that I recall was that we're doing well, we're complying with, you know, good safety procedures and training and the like.
So. The panic buttons. They like the panic buttons.
Yes, yep. They did.
No more raid under the table.
Any other discussion on the statewide insurance? Then we have the minutes of the Recreation Commission meeting on February 7th. If there's anything to highlight, I underlined reminding people the egg hunt is scheduled for Sunday, April 14th, with a rain date of April 20th. And I think to make sure it gets into this in the minutes, the Spring Nature Walk has been scheduled for Saturday, May 11th. 4:30 to 6:30, in collaboration with the Hunterdon mm-hmm. County Parks at Point Mountain. And then lastly, there's a email from our museum curator, Gina Sampaio, regarding two events, two activities at the museum. Thursday, April 25th, two sessions, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and again from 5 to 7, Make and Play Day for grade school children and their guardian. This is... time to be part of the Easter break that the schools have. And then Saturday, May 11th, from 1 to 3, a Be Nice to Mom Day, which is a combination Mother's Day and Earth Day celebration with some events at the museum. Any comments or questions on that? Having no other business, we would now open to public comment.
Make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a public comment. Seeing no one coming forward.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And I am not aware of any items for executive session, unless anyone else has anything. Then there will be no executive session tonight.
Okay. And I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Very good.
7:25.
That's it. Over.
That's amazing.
That's the
over-under.
You're good.
That's over.
The over.